Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
Joining me now to update us on the Mozambican insurgency is a terrorist specialist focusing on Africa, and it's none other than my old friend, Jasmine Opperman. Jasmine, welcome to the show.
Hi, Jared, and good morning to your listeners.
So, Jasmine, we've seen during the week there was a report of a South African National Defence Force member that was killed. Conflicting reports coming out. Some are saying it was an attack, a planned attack on a camp, an insurgency camp. Others are saying there was an ambush. Can we make sense of what's going on then? What general update can you give us on the situation currently in Mozambique?
Okay, the facts about that incident are charged as follows. That area has been prone to attacks. On 19 December, there were 5 attacks on villages. That prompted the South African Defence Force as well as the Mozambican government security forces to start chasing and hunting the insurgents. It was during this incident that they ran into the insurgents, well-entrenched, well-armed, and then an ambush was launched. There were 3 ambushes that targeted the South African National Defence Force soldiers that left them vulnerable. A chopper was not shot down, but at least could help get the injured out. According to the South African National Defence Force, sadly, may he rest in peace, 1 soldier killed, but the South African National Defence Force stating that all other members are accounted for. We do not know how many Mozambican soldiers have been killed or injured, but clearly the insurgents gained the upper hand and seized a lot of weapons and ammunition.
Have we been able to reach battalion size in respect of our contribution to the SADC-led force, or is it still mainly special force members of the SANDF that are on the ground hunting down these insurgents?
Okay, we are looking at numbers close to 1,400. That includes 3 special force units. It also crew members for the Oryx and the Cuspis that's actually being used. Lesotho around about 125, Tanzania more than 200, Botswana around about 200 in Cabo Delgado.
So South Africa is contributing a significant force here.
South Africa is contributing a significant force, and the special forces are, I mean, at the end of the day, the main fighting force. The problem they are having, Chad, is not simple, but complicated. It is a raining season. They have a vast area to cover, and there are simply not enough forces for what we are seeing the insurgents are doing in Nyasa and moving back into Cabo Delgado. We are in for an endless deployment.
Although it was a SADC-led deployment, we saw Rwanda in the beginning deploying troops to try help counter this insurgency. Are they still on the ground? Are they making a difference? And are they working together with the SADC forces?
Yes, they are still on the ground. Their numbers, sorry, I apologize, John. Their numbers have grown to about 2,000. They are focused on the Afungi area where we have the LNG sites. They were deployed for a short time in Nyasa, but interestingly enough, they went back to the corridor. Clearly, their primary target is to secure the LNG forces, and that raises the red flags about the interest they are serving. Is it Cabo Delgado, or is it French interest?
Something you said earlier has stuck with me. You said South Africans were deployed to where these villages had been attacked in a track and hunt scenario of these insurgents, and they were ambushed on 3 occasions in an extremely organized, well-armed, planned attack. When we're talking about insurgents of this nature, we don't generally think of them as being well-organized or well-armed. It leads me to a couple of questions. Have we an estimation of how many insurgents there are? And more importantly, how are they surviving from a logistics perspective? Where are they getting their firearms? Where are they getting their long guns? Where are they getting their artillery? And where are they getting their ammunition from? Because we have a conventional deployment of multiple states fighting what is perceived to be a insurgent force. But this insurgent force seems to be a lot more prepared than we expected.
Chad, and that is the frustrating part. The insurgents are well organized. We have identified so far 15 to 20 top leaders. And I'm talking about the leaders doing the strategic planning. Then we are talking about their cell leaders. There is a broader strategy at play here. They do have access to operational information from our SADC forces, and hence the concerns, especially from Rwanda, to work with the Mozambican Special Force or Security Forces due to information leaks. This attack on 20 December, clearly they had precise information on where these forces are, the SADC forces, and hence it allowed them to entrench themselves and execute with precision. The question is, how is it that you had these forces present in Makumia Chai area and yet you have five attacks on villages? It says the following chart. It says that the insurgents still have the momentum, still drive the momentum. And for as long as that is the case, we cannot come with a winning narrative. It creates a false illusion. In terms of weapons, it's not that easy to answer. I'm going to be honest with you and your listeners. But clearly, for now, primarily we are seeing that they are relying on the arms and the weapons they seize. There are links back into Tanzania. And with Nyasa, they damn close to Malawi, which allows them that underground support lines. It allows them the time to regroup, reorganize, and then go into inbound back into Cabo Delgado. There are no shortages of weapons and arms to the insurgents. And that remains a primary concern.
It is of massive concern to the region as a whole. Nobody saw it escalating to this point, especially with the rapid involvement of SADC and the deployment first of our special force members joined by other member states, us now complementing those special force members by bringing in mechanized infantry. It's concerning that these insurgents have actionable intelligence on the ground, that they can see ahead in terms of what our plans are, and that they are taking what should be a conventional operation, turning it very much into a guerrilla style type of war. We've got 2 minutes left. Where do you see this heading, and do you think it will be contained in the months to come?
No, I don't think it will be contained in the months to come. To keep it short and sweet, and I'm putting my head on the block, I cannot foresee that, conservatively speaking, within the next 2 years, we can expect forces to be taken out of Cabo Delgado. We're going to see an increase in sophistication in attacks in Cabo Delgado. We're going to see the insurgents persistently executing attacks in Nyasa and the next area, although not that easy, most vulnerable, Nampula. The insurgency is not near defeated, and the Mozambican government has to come to the party and realize the seriousness of the issue. Keep in mind the Islamic State has claimed credit for the attack on our forces.
Very scary situation. We hope that it gets resolved. We can't see South African lives getting lost. And with the amount of manpower on the ground and the amount of support that we have from SADC, this should have been a mopping up operation. It's turned into something quite different, and we can only hope that we see a change.
Jasmine, I agree.
As always, it's been wonderful chatting to you. I'm going to be chatting to you a lot in the new year. I'm looking very forward to it. May you and the family and friends enjoy an incredible festive season.
May I have the same wishes to you and your listeners, and thank you for trusting my analysis throughout this year, and I hope I can keep on keeping you informed based on facts.
Jasmine Opperman is a terrorism specialist focusing on Africa, and she will be back in 2022 keeping us updated on the situation on the ground.